Hey, hello, hello, day three. So exciting. You guys are rocking this challenge. It's so much fun to see all your breakthroughs, to see what God is doing in your heart and just your commitment. So I'm so proud of you. I'm really excited to go over this in day three because today we're talking about releasing what's been broken and then co-creating with God. But before we get started, I would love to know. Because I've loved getting to know a little bit more about you guys, some of the things about you and your family, but I would love to know, I want you to start by just telling us and so that we can kind of work together to get excited about what we're going to talk about today. If you had no struggle with weight, if you could just live confidently, if you, weren't thinking about weight all the time, if you were energetic and you felt good in your clothes and around your spouse, all the things, I want you to tell us one or two things that you imagine as part of that call as you step into that freedom. Maybe it's, I've always wanted to start this new ministry and I think I'd have the confidence to do it. Maybe it's, I want to be able to go on fun dates with my husband and flirt again. I want to be able to vacation and go outside and not care what anybody thinks. You know, just tell me what is it that comes to mind for you when you think about this freedom. Okay. I thought that would be a fun way to kind of get things started and get our brain juices flowing for today. Okay. Another reminder that tonight is the night for our scholarship full price access into Fit Moms Accelerator. And I'm wondering how many of you have either jumped in, tell us, hey, if you're already in Fit Moms Accelerator, if you're thinking about joining us, if you're already in the academy, say hello. Tell us, you know, what you're loving about it and who is thinking yes. Who's thinking yes? This is what I need so that I can do this weight loss journey with the Lord. So you know that you can join the accelerator. We have a VIP offer. It's still good today. So make sure that you hop in. Okay. I want to just tell a few stories first, and I will be sending an email today with links to several different testimonials of women inside of Fit Moms Accelerator to get you excited, Fit Moms Accelerator or Fit Moms Academy to get you excited about what's possible. Okay. And to get you excited about doing kingdom-minded weight loss, and mostly to give you a sense of hope that you know what? I'm learning these concepts. I'm learning that I want to invite God into this journey. I have some work to do with implementation. I have some work to do with shifting my mind around real food. I need to continue to repent. We all need to continue to repent, right? I need to release this burden to the Lord. So I'm going to give you some different stories today in your email. Make sure that you check those out, listen to them, immerse yourself in these stories because this story can be your story. There is no difference between these women and you. The only difference is that they gave a yes and they committed and they said, I'm changing this legacy and they're doing the thing. So anyway, hopefully you feel fired up that we're not staying complacent anymore. All right. So, let me tell you about Patty. Hey, Patty. I don't know if you're in here. So when Patty and I first started talking, it was so cute because she was frustrated with her weight. But I remember on this first call that we had, she asked, you know, I've done keto, I've done plant-based. There's a lot of confusion about food. And this just makes me smile because it's so confusing diet culture because keto and plant-based in some ways can be almost opposite, right? So I just thought that was cute. But she always wanted to invite God into this journey. Now, Patty is over 20 pounds down and she's hit her goal weight. And she continues to, she would be the first one to tell you that it's not like everything is perfect now, but it's a lot easier. And she's developing deeper and deeper relationship with the Lord and learning how to invite him in greater depths to this journey. And she's now a leader inside of Fit Moms Academy. So it's really cool to me to see how God can take your yes to get well, and he can take you through a process of healing on your own. And then maybe part of your healing process is leading other women to do the same. Okay. That's exciting. All right. So, like I said, we are talking today about releasing what's been broken and co-creating with God. You can pull up your workbooks. Let me pull up mine here. Okay. Ta-da. Hold up. Okay. So today we are on page. We are flying through all of this content. Okay, page 16. So yeah, you can start by taking notes on page 16 or 17, whichever, whenever things come up for you, but definitely start on page 16 there. Okay. All right. So I think we can all recognize that we all struggle. We all struggle in some ways when it comes to our health, okay? Because we live in such a broken world. And today we're going to talk about some of the gaps that I see. We are breaking these down today so that hopefully by the time you're done, you can be like, oh, okay. Like I know what the problems are exactly. You know, yesterday we dove into the redemption process, this path to freedom. So you can make your comeback and ultimately break off the weight struggle, right? So you know that the path to freedom is having complete clarity on real food, implementation, and how to invite God into the journey. And these are all multi-step processes that have to be done together to help you to work your way out one little brick at a time. Okay. If you try to do this on your own, if you try to do this by just taking pieces, if you try to do this without God at the center, it's going to be really hard to get the freedom that you want. Okay. Okay. Type agree if you agree, if you hear me on this. Okay. So we are talking today about the obstacles that keep us from pursuing this well laid out plan. Because you may be listening to this and you may be pretty fired up. Maybe you feel like, oh yeah, I can do this. You know, I feel this shift. I want to talk through all the things that are going to come up because they will. I see them all the time that will derail you or keep you from getting to your goal. Because you can have a plan, but y'all are here because we all are here. We need to understand how to, you know, lose weight. Many of us know these basics, but what we really need is to understand how to stay consistent. Type consistent below if that's something you need help with. How to stay motivated or inspired. Comment below if that's something you need. And how to remain accountable. How to make this a part of who you are. I want you to type in fit mom if that is a part of the identity that you want to claim, okay? Not just for a season, but for the rest of your life. Okay. So, I'm a coach that loves to give my clients a literal or a virtual hug, depending on if I get to actually see you. But I'm also not afraid to call out our BS, stinky thinking, right? Those stinky thoughts, and give you a kick in the pants to get us in the right direction. So if you're here for it, okay, if you're here for it, then I want you to listen in. So we're going to talk through the primary struggles that I hear, and I want to know as you're listening, which of these you can relate with as I go through them and post in the comments if you can relate. Okay. Excuse me. All right. So, let me first, you know, in that middle circle, when it talks about our thoughts, one of the things we talk a lot about in Fit Moms is our thought errors and what they are. Okay. Thought errors, basically, I wish this was taught to me at a young age because I feel like it could have avoided a lot of drama, okay? A lot of the spiraling thoughts. Every thought that pops into your brain is not the truth. Do you realize that? Okay. Sometimes it's our own thoughts. Sometimes it could be thoughts from the enemy. There's a, you know, many different inputs. Sometimes it's from our past, whatever that is. We have thoughts that come into our brain, and many of them are not true. And you can change your thoughts. And when you change your thoughts, you change your life. Okay. I'm going to walk through four common struggles that women have when it comes to losing weight and staying consistent that have to do with our thought errors. Okay. We have a whole process that I work through with my clients when it comes to thoughts and understanding, okay, I'm feeling this way. How do I go back to that thought, change the thought, which can then in turn kind of change that emotion in the moment and help you to actually do the thing that you want to do long term? It's easy. It's part of our who we are as humans to want to do the thing that's the quick thing, the quick fix, the thing that brings us comfort or safety. But we have to train your brain to go to a place where you're doing the thing that you need to do long term to meet your goals. It's the actual thing you want is to get to your goal weight, to feel sexy around your husband, to feel free to stop thinking about weight. But in those moments, it is so hard to resist that donut, to say no to laying on the couch and not getting up, because you're living out of that short-term momentary comfort. So we can train you to think differently, okay? So you'll see in your workbook four different sections. And when you listen to this training again, I want you to write down the lie in each section that you've recognized that you've been believing. And then I want you to start replacing it with the truth. All right. So you'll see in that first section, the thing I want you to focus on releasing first is this idea of overwhelm. Okay. I hear this all the time. I'm overwhelmed. And so I quit, or I freeze, or I stop trying. So why do we get overwhelmed? Okay. Sometimes it's too much at once. And we talked about this yesterday. If you're trying to build, if you're trying to put down all of the bricks of your new foundation all at once, it's going to be way too overwhelming. If you're trying to put in all the details of your house before getting the foundation down, if you're trying to pick out decorations when you don't even know what your walls are going to look like, you're going to fail. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're not going to want to do. You're going to have to take stuff back to the store. So stop focusing on the details that you don't need to do, and you have to relay the foundations that we teach you in Fit Moms, okay? If you feel overwhelmed, you should go join Fit Moms Accelerator, where I'm going to teach you step by step how to relay that foundation. We often feel overwhelmed because we do too many steps at once and then we quit. Another reason for overwhelm is that it's too random, okay? And it doesn't make sense in your brain. We as humans have, there's a funny thing about humanity. Sometimes when we have to just adhere to a set of rules and we don't know why it's designed this way, then we rebel. So maybe for a season, you're able to adhere by counting your points or eliminating carbs, but you don't really understand what it's doing to your body. And you're like, oh, forget it. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so we rebel. Okay. What diets have you done this with that you've just trusted somebody's process and you did it for a while? Optivia, Trim Healthy Mom, like, what is the thing? Someone's telling you to do this, not that, and you do it for a while, and then you essentially say, forget it, right? I want to do my own thing. Tell me about yours below. So one of the passions that I have for helping you to build this new healthy lifestyle step by step is to help you to understand why along the way. Why marketing has lured us to sleep regarding the truth about food. This is one of the first things that I teach in detail to all of my accelerator students, the demise of food. And once you learn all of this, it makes you righteously angry and excited to fight the enemy for what he has stolen. Okay. Once you understand the difference between what you've always thought food should be and the reality and how money and government and marketing and all of that has come in, it makes you kind of ticked off. Okay. And then it makes eating real food so much easier and not so overwhelming because you understand why, okay? It's not just a set of rules. It's understanding one of my main goals is to, again, not only I can tell you all of these great things that you should do, but I had this revelation last year to deconstruct, to explain the lies so that women understand, that they understand why they should change, why they're stuck, why they haven't been able to get out of this cycle. And so that is what I want you to understand. And it's going to make this all so much less overwhelming because you're going to be able to proceed with that deeper heart knowledge. It's not just in your head. It's not just a set of rules, but you're going to be like, oh, like I want to change. Okay. If you're here and you're still here on day three, I am assuming you want to change. Okay. You're going to understand why certain foods are so good for the cells of your body and get excited about, I love this term, like restoring the glory of God in real food, seeing food as medicine, as good and amazing fuel, not just something that you need to fight with or to be afraid of or try to avoid. So maybe one of the lies that you recognize is I'm so overwhelmed by food because you have overcomplicated it, right? Maybe you recognize that you tell yourself that you're too overwhelmed, but actually you're just doing random things that aren't meant to go together. Like you're going to the gym for hours and you're fasting and then you come home and you're starving and then you eat everything in sight, right? Or whatever that system is, like it doesn't make sense. You're not doing that inner work. So maybe part of the lie is that you, again, you tell yourself that you're overwhelmed, but you actually just don't have a system. Lastly, for overwhelm, many of us are guilty of not mastering a thing before we move on to the next thing. So maybe you, you learn about eating real food and then you're like, okay, yeah, I get that. And then you jump right into all this inner work, whichever order you're going in, right? But you haven't actually taken the time to really sit with and understanding, how do I not only understand real food, but how do I cook it for my family? And how do I have planning sessions with them, and like really diving into that one thing and mastering it and then moving on? This is so common. Overwhelm that I see very frequently is due to trying to do all of the things at once, not mastering one thing. Okay. So I want you to write down in your workbook and then tell us in the comments, what are you recognizing? What lies are you believing about overwhelm? You continue to say, I'm overwhelmed. Okay. Okay. Now, self-doubt. Often I hear women speaking this over themselves, and I am always going to call this out when I hear this. Okay. Things like, I've just failed so many times in the past. I just can't lose weight. I have heard this over and over again. If you are saying that, I just can't lose weight, then you got to stop proclaiming that over your life. Okay. Because the more and more you say that, the more you're going to believe it, and you're not going to lose the weight. Okay. Maybe one of the areas of self-doubt is, I'm just not cut out to be a fit mom, or I'm just not athletic, or I'm just not like those other moms, right? So these are all thought errors because, again, going back to identity, like the Lord promises us abundant living, and the Lord does not say you are going to fail at everything you do, including diets. That doesn't make any sense. So if that is something, you know, it could be a system thing. It could be that you're trying all the wrong things we just said. And some of it is your heart posture. You're choosing to believe that lie. Okay. So we have to do some digging of roots to figure out why you go to a place of believing these lies, of believing you're a failure, of believing you're not good enough. That could be from a lot of things in childhood. Okay. But in our community, we quickly identify all of these as thought errors. Okay. If you're living in self-doubt, I want you to listen to me on here. If you're living in self-doubt, it's an attack on your identity. Who are you truly, right? Do you really want to live in the lie that you're just meant to be overweight and struggle with this forever? No, of course not, right? That's why I'm here, to drag you out of that pit and say no more. We are not staying stuck there, okay? So what I want you to do, if you struggle with self-doubt or negative self-talk, I want you to write out what that lie is, and I want you to go to scripture, and I want you to write out truth. I want you to post that below. What is the truth? Okay. What is the promise over your life? Maybe you have a specific promise that God has given you. Okay. Overwhelm. We're releasing overwhelm. That's you, comment. I'm releasing overwhelm. I am releasing self-doubt. I am releasing the thought errors that go with self-doubt. Comment below. I am releasing these time constraints, okay? So this is a practical side that also goes back to these big rocks that we talked about yesterday. So if you are saying things like, I'm too busy, I don't have enough time in this season, I don't have time to take care of myself, maybe when my kids get older, maybe when I don't have little kids, maybe when my husband gets a new job, maybe blah, 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 right? There's never a good time. Just like there's never a good time to have a baby. Like, you will always be busy. You will always find an excuse with time. So I want you to ask yourself some questions if you struggle with this. Number one, do I need to set up some boundaries? Maybe you are too busy. Maybe you have too much going on. Okay. It may require a season of being immersed. Okay. I want you to remember this. We've talked about this before. I'm going to say it another way. You are never going to make the changes that you want to make if you have too many things on your schedule. You are never going to make the changes that you really want to make. If you want to make this fit mom lifestyle a thing that's just part of your life, if you have too many things on your schedule, it's not going to work out. Excuse me. Especially in the season, because you have to be immersed to change, to really do the work, just like learning anything else that's important to you. So do you really need to be on the PTO? Do you really need to volunteer in that spot at church? Do you need to have your kids in all the activities? Maybe it's saying no to some of the things they're doing. Sometimes a holy no Sometimes a holy no will help you to just take a season to rewire those neural pathways in your brain to make all of this stick. The thing is, if you don't take a season to immerse yourself and you keep dragging it out, it's going to take forever because you have to keep going back and going back and going back and doing the things that you're practicing over and over again to create that neural pathway, that new habit. So if you are saying, yeah, I'm going to kind of do it, then you're extending the process. Why not take, you know, I've had some women say like, man, I'm just like, it's overwhelming to think about all the changes I need to make and all the weight I need to lose. But what if you just took a year? What if it even took 2 years? Okay. Say your kids are 7 and 9 and it took you 2 years. You still have a lot of time left with them at home and you have a legacy that you are leaving for generations. Like who cares if it takes 2 years? It may take 6 months to do the hard work. It just depends on a lot of factors that we've talked about, but we have to stop putting it off and we have to stop thinking like, oh, I'll kind of work on this later. No, like I want you to learn in a season right now because we know that the world is not getting any better. Okay. We need women who are kingdom fit to do their kingdom purpose here on earth now in the midst of all the craziness that's happening in the world. Okay. Without this burden anymore. So we can't put it off. Like if this is hindering you, then make a commitment to breaking this chain. And that requires releasing this excuse of having too many things on your calendar. This needs to be a big rock. It has to be in your calendar. There has to be time for all the things involved and everything else is going to be okay. The world will not crumble because you don't go to those extra meetings of whatever, right? The thing about it is, again, like this change, it's a hard thing to do. You know, plenty of weight loss programs will say like, hey, we'll help you to get to your goal weight by just changing this one, you know, little bit of food. But we know that all of this, it's not going to happen overnight. And if you've struggled for a while, then you have to put all these pieces together and actually implement this for a while and you have to practice it. Okay. There are some other practical pieces to this, but busy and healthy, I want you to write this down. Busy and healthy are not mutually exclusive. If you know anything about me, I'm very busy. I run a business. I work a few shifts a week, oftentimes in prompt care. I homeschool my kids. We have a homestead. We have a lot of work to do outside. I don't ever watch TV. I rest when I can, but I'm busy and I'm healthy. And you can do that too, but it's going to take a transition season to rewire the way you think, the way that you do things. So are you willing to take that season? Are you willing to take a season to transition so that this becomes your norm? You have to see it this way. Okay. If this is a struggle for years and years or months and months, probably years and years, most of the women I work with, are you willing to take a season to do this work? Okay. That's why I am here, right? This is my call. I know that the Lord has put this on my heart from a young age to understand that this is a problem. This weight struggle is bigger than just what's on the scale. And so I know that He has equipped me. You can go back and listen to some of my podcasts about my story, but my heart is that you are set free so you can go to your kingdom purpose and freedom. And we need more and more women to step into that. Can I get an amen? Okay. So a few other practical pieces when it comes to the time piece. So we want to help you to set up those 20-minute meals so that you can easily have a plan when you run short on time. Okay. A family catalog of backup meals, you know, some examples, eggs, chickpeas and quinoa, frozen meals, taco meat. You have to simplify. These are all things that we teach you in the accelerator, all these practical pieces of how to set this up, how to do your meal planning system, how to meal plan and shop in under an hour a week to save you time. We want to help you so that you have no more excuses. We also, I think it's very important to master your morning routine, to get out of bed early and move. If you're strapped on time, this should be a rock in your early in your AM routine. Okay. Move early. That I would challenge you to make that a rock if you're struggling to get movement in. And just reframing how you see your whole day. You know, maybe you could be walking over lunch or on a break at work, right? Instead of just sitting. Maybe it's going out with your kids and being intentional about movement. There are so many ways that you can be busy and healthy. There may be a reality that you're busy just like me, but that cannot be an excuse anymore. Okay. All right, I gotta plug my computer in. Hold on, guys. Okay. So on your workbook, as I'm plugging this in, okay. On your workbook, I want you to write down the lies you've been believing about being too busy and what the truth is. What are some things that you can actually change? All right, the last item that we are releasing, this piece of the puzzle is isolation. Okay, I think, in my opinion, isolation is essentially pride. Isolation is essentially pride in this case, thinking that I can do it on my own without people and without God, especially. If you have tried all the diets and you have not included God, I think that that is a sense of pride because we aren't looking to his perfect ways, okay? And we aren't meant to walk this world alone. And I want to say this very humbly because there are many instances where I tried to do things on my own and the Lord humbles me, right? And how to grow a business and how to raise my kids. Like he continues to humble me that I am walking in pride, thinking that I can do it on my own. And the funny thing is, when I surrender it and when I do things with him and when I find wise counsel, when I find people to keep me accountable and to support me and encourage me, it works so much better. And there are ideas that I never would have thought of, right? Okay. So many of you, I'm curious, do you have support when it comes to your health and your home? Comment below, like, is your husband supportive? Maybe you have older kids that are really into fitness, or what does that look like for you at home? Maybe you do, but maybe your husband, he doesn't really understand that internal struggle that you've had for years and years, and maybe it's been easy for him. And he doesn't understand why you can't just get it together and stop eating the cheeseburger and just eat the vegetables, right? He loses weight like that, and it's a struggle for you, okay? This is very common. So this is why 100% you need to be around women who keep you from going into that all or nothing thinking, who can empathize with your pain and don't let you get stuck there. One thing that I love about Fit Moms Academy, again, this is our 6-month group coaching program where I've had women now that I've been working for several years. We have this ecosystem developing, and it's really cool because women, they come in brand new, or maybe they've gone through the accelerator, the 10-week process. Maybe they've practiced that a few times and like, yeah, I want some more help. So they come into the academy brand new, and then they have peers, and they also have women who are further along, who are what we call in our Fit Moms Advanced. They are accountability leaders, and they help to mentor these new women. And it gives them a sense of hope because they hear their stories, they hear how they have walked in this freedom. And then they have me as their guide when they fail as well. Because I always say it's great to fail in the midst of coaching because we have something great to talk about, right? We need to work through a specific struggle. But it's really cool to be around people who are on fire and doing what you want. And you will see their passion and their freedom, and you're going to pick up on that energy. You're going to cultivate. This is another key I want you to write down. Cultivating a love for healthy living is key for long-term success. I'll say that again. Cultivating a love for healthy living is key for long-term success. So how do you do that? Well, you have to be around people. You have to have a blueprint. You have to make it simple and easy. You have to have a renewed mind to see it in a different light, right? So I want you to comment below. So we talked about the four items that we are releasing, the four things we're letting go that have been broken. I hear this all the time. I'm wondering if you struggle with all these, but I want you to tell me which of these do you really feel are relatable to you. Maybe it's all of them. So overwhelm. Do you use overwhelm as an excuse? Self-doubt, time constraints, isolation. Which of these do you need to release to the Lord? And a couple other things. So I've touched on having people, but how do we invite God into this journey so that we don't have to do this alone? And we learned some of this yesterday. It's going through identity, knowing who we are, what abundance that we have access to. We get an entire week of training inside the accelerator and breaking down the lies and walking in truth. This, I will say, like of all the things that I've heard feedback from, the identity training, I hear women over and over again say that this is a thing that really shifted everything for them. And so this is amazing to me because it's God saying, like, no, like, I'm not only going to change you physically, but I'm going to change you from the inside out. So identity, digging up those bad roots, walking in kingdom purpose and getting excited about that. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the call. You shared what kind of purpose God is building in you as you break free, and then declarations, the way that we speak. Excuse me. But I want to talk briefly about those bad roots and how to really invite God into the depths of the struggle, because this part is absolutely key. So I want to give you, I want it to give it its own little section today as we wind down. Okay. We need to remember this, that we can't assume, we cannot assume that our family will learn health from anyone else, right? We, you, me, we are all responsible for owning this. Okay. So I had a conversation with my friend, Leslie. She's one of my best friends. We went to PA school together. This story started with a conversation with another friend who used to be a bodybuilder. And she told me that, you know, I believe that every woman has a struggle with food. Like everyone has some sort of stronghold around food. And I said, oh, that's an interesting thought. I disagree. I said, I have this friend, Leslie, who ever since I met her, I've known her for over a decade. I think I'm going to do a whole podcast about her because it's fascinating. You know, she grew up in a home. Her parents are French and Lebanese. And she, ever since I met her, like she never in her life has she struggled with weight. And she's always been really focused on eating the healthy thing. And it was never like a struggle or a battle. And she eats, you know, junk food sometimes, but it's just rare. And there's just this thing about her that she's just always healthy. It's just who she is. So I actually just went down to visit her in Florida a couple weeks ago. And I asked her some questions. I said, why are you like this? Okay. And in her, just the way that she was raised, like everything, first of all, was homemade. Every night for dinner, they had salad. Health was highly valued in the home. It's not like being overweight was shamed, but it was talked about openly. Like you don't want to get to that point because it's going to cause you to be in pain. It's going to, you know, painful joints, less mobility, and, you know, having disease, a lower quality of life. Like that's how it was talked about. It wasn't like you need to be a certain size. Okay. She's not super into like fitness, but she is fit and very healthy. Okay. And some of the language that she often uses is, does this food provide nutrients for my body? So again, she just lives this healthy lifestyle, and she has from a young age. In PA school, she called like our typical diet of like having a salad at a restaurant, a dessert salad, like with ranch and cheese and croutons. I always thought that was funny. Okay. So I'll create a podcast and talk more about that. But anyway, if we don't start working on ourselves and rewiring these foundations, we're setting our kids up to fail, right? We're either going to create this shift in what's passed on generationally, or sorry, ladies, but like the negative effects will be passed down for generations. The Bible talks about how generational sin is passed down until the fourth generation, but generational blessings extend far beyond that. Okay. So we have to be committed to breaking this chain. Many of you already said that you are. So if you continually struggle with weight, then there is a root issue that needs dealt with. Okay. Point blank. We have to go to the root. We have to identify it. We have to cut it off. We have to pray through it. Sometimes we have to forgive and repent and restore what's been broken. So when you listen to some of the testimonials that I send out in your email today, you will hear women in their own words talk through some of the healing they've gone through. Okay. So one fit mom you'll hear from, she realized that she had to do some emotional healing before she could break free from the weight struggle. She found herself wanting to stay in control. She recognized that some of the desire for control came from moving several times as a child, and she was holding on to bitterness even unknowingly. And then as she prayed through this, she was able to forgive her parents and release that control. And then food no longer stayed the one thing that she felt like she had control over. And she didn't realize all that was happening until she went through this Fit Moms process, till she did prayer counseling, till she healed emotionally, right? And then she was able to fuel herself for energy instead of seeing it something that she, you know, that she couldn't give up, okay? Another Fit Mom, she struggled with weight since she was a young girl. And then she had this situation in elementary school where she was being bullied and it was never addressed. And the hurt that she felt was that her parents didn't stand up for her needs. So she had these roots of abandonment and she held on to weight because it felt safer than being seen and exposed. So as we uncovered this, she had to forgive her parents and pray into being able to see them through the eyes of Christ as humans that, of course, will fail. And when she released that, she no longer had to live into this identity of being the chubby one, right? She started to thrive. And she realized that she can be a fit mom and she started living like it, even when things hadn't manifested in the natural yet. Another fit mom, Vicky from Australia. Hey, Vicky, I know you're in here. Vicky is one of our most seasoned fit moms in her 60s. And for the first time in her life, she's lifting weights. She's being fit, right? And she described in her interview that her husband is amazed. And it's never too late. You are never too far gone. Okay. You are never too far gone. So some of the other common bad roots or root lies that I see. Okay. Why am I not making myself a priority? So this is a common problem. So maybe you are believing a lie that you're not worth it. Have you ever had a part of your life where your needs weren't met, or you had to take care of your siblings, or your parents worked a lot, so you didn't feel seen? So those are, I'm going through this very quickly, okay? But I want you to kind of understand some of these roots. Do you eat when you're sad? Why does that happen? When did it become a coping mechanism and why? We develop coping mechanisms in a season, and that's okay. But now it's no longer serving you to eat when you're sad. So we have to dig into the root of why it developed and pray through that. Who betrayed you? Who do you need to forgive? There are so many examples. And again, I don't have enough time. We have to wrap up pretty soon, but I will link all these testimonials so that you can hear their stories. Okay. So you've made it here to day three, and hopefully you know that there are things we need to release, and there are root causes for why we can't release them or why we have not been able to release them yet. So I'm just going to ask point blank, like, is this the type of change that you want? Are you ready to dive in and really learn how to heal? Okay. So remember that I warned you from the beginning that I was not going to give you a one size fits all calories in, calories out type of weight loss. I know that I can help you see that scale drop, but so can many other coaches. But my heart is that true transformation. We're going five layers deeper, right, ladies? So if you want this type of transformation, I just want you to type in ready to heal. I'm ready. I'm ready to heal in the chat. If you know that this is right for you. I know a lot of you guys have jumped in. You've made the leap. You're committed to making this a season of transformation. If you've done every diet, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, medication, all the things, but you want to stop doing these things, I feel for you. And we also want to invite you. We have a solution. Okay. So, first of all, I want to invite you to number one, stop settling. Stop settling for less than all that you are created to be in your body, too. It's okay to want to be fit. Some women feel hesitant about that, like, oh, I'm a Christian. I shouldn't want this. Okay. I want you to activate the life that you want using your words. I am a fit mom. Part of that activation comes from being in community. I love that scripture. It's from Matthew, and it talks about how, like, the violent, they take it by force. And it just speaks to me of, like, when we want to advance kingdom, when we want to see that change, we have to do the thing. Okay. And we want to help you to start speaking that truth over your life and speaking and decreeing this new fit you. So when you come into Fit Moms Accelerator, we're going to take all that overwhelm and all of that isolation and all that fear and self-doubt and all of your struggles with time management. And we're going to take all of those and we're going to help you to completely release them as you rebuild those healthy lifestyles from the ground up. Okay. Can I get an amen to that? Amen to that, right? So Fit Moms Accelerator, again, it takes you on this 10-week journey to a yes, to weight loss, of course, but you're rebuilding your habits. We're going to teach you to change your mindset. We're going to teach you to rebuild that obedience, the way that you see food, the way that you move, the way that you manage your time from the ground up. And the way that I've designed this is that it's so simple. One little step at a time, one tiny step to master. And then once you do that, you move on. So it's a place to master each step in the process. Okay. So yesterday I explained that you do have two options. If nothing else, join Fit Moms Accelerator. Okay. If you're not ready for the coaching aspect in the academy yet, that's totally fine. FitMom's Accelerator, it's only $97 today. And then for the next 5 months, that's it for this transformation that you are looking for. And if you join today, you get 2 bonus coaching sessions with me and a week of Voxer coaching one-on-one. So that's a stinking steal for some health coaching plus access to all of the accelerator content for an entire year. Remember, in the accelerator, you also get access to our bi-monthly real food resets. You have a community, place to ask questions when we do a monthly group coaching call. So it's meeting all of these needs. Now, if you are somebody, again, I trust my clients to know where they need to start. If you're somebody listening, you're like, you know what, I want to go all in with the coaching from the start. You can totally join Fit Moms Academy. We just had several gals join last month, and some of them started in the accelerator. Some of them started in the academy. So if you don't know, then just send me a quick Facebook message or an email and let's talk through it. But don't do nothing, ladies. Okay. So you have options. You can jump right into Fit Moms Accelerator. As you check out, you will have an option to go ahead and upgrade into the academy if you're ready. If you want to join me in the academy, we can talk through that. We have an application process. So you can send me an email. Hey, I'm interested. info@kelseywickenhauser.com or find me on Facebook if you want to work together from the start. So thank you for hanging out today. I hope that you felt like you got a swift kick in the booty, some tough love mixed with, you know, what you're missing out on and inspiration and a hug that you can do this, right? I just want to keep speaking that belief into you that you can make being fit all the time a part of your identity, and you can absolutely do it. And I can say that with full confidence because I've now seen hundreds of women do the thing, okay? But I don't want you to delay this any longer. Our life here is so short and we have purpose. God has plans for us. We want to do this thing now so that we can move on to the greater purpose of our life, which is our kingdom purpose and sharing the gospel. Excuse me. All right. I'm going to be doing a Q&A session tomorrow. So if you have specific questions about joining us inside of Fit Moms Accelerator or the Academy, you can also drop those below and I'll be going live with some just answers, Q&A. You can hang out with me. Let me know if you have any other questions that have come up during the comeback and make sure that you get your homework in by 9 p.m. Central Time this evening. And I'll be doing one more grand prize giveaway. All right. Thanks for hanging out today.